Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. The crowd may be more hopeful than in years past today as the March for Life gets underway shortly. WMAL Steve Burns is down on the mall with the latest.
And Bill, it's still fairly quiet here with the festivities not slated to get underway until about noon. But once things do start heating up here, you can expect a renewed sense of optimism from the crowd given President Trump's anti-abortion moves early on and the fact that senior advisor Kellyanne Conway is expected to speak. She's the highest-ranking administration official to address this crowd in the history of the march. It happens every year around this time, marking the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision. That's a decision that could be revisited depending on the justice President Trump has in mind. On the National Mall, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And yes, it's going to be a crowded day in downtown Washington.
We are expecting large crowds for the March for Life.
Dan Stessel, Metro spokesman, says because it's also a regular commuting day.
We are taking the step of adding additional service during the midday hours between the a.m. and p.m. rush hours.
Metro has also canceled midday track work for today. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Trump's showdown with Mexico over the border wall and who's going to pay for it is already having an effect in Mexico, whose president canceled a meeting with Mr. Trump next week.
Some of the details that are coming out on how this actually went down are pretty fascinating. The new foreign minister from Mexico actually talked last night about how he was at the White House in the middle of a meeting with Trump's staff when he got word of that tweet from Donald Trump that said, if Mexico is not willing to pay for the wall, maybe we shouldn't meet. And that's when he said, I need a break. He stepped out. He called the Mexican president himself directly. And the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, said, it's off.
Correspondent Leila Santiago. Meanwhile, President Trump will be meeting at the White House today with the British Prime Minister. Theresa May's meeting with the president in the Oval Office is being hailed by the British government as a sign that the transatlantic special relationship is valued by the new administration. A Massachusetts man who authorities say assaulted a Muslim airline employee at New York's Kennedy Airport is now facing hate crime charges.
The district attorney's office in Queens says 57-year-old Robin Rhodes of Worcester, Mass., was waiting for a flight Wednesday night when he approached Delta employee Rabia Khan, who wears a hijab, while she was sitting in her office. Prosecutors say Rhodes punched Khan's office door and kicked her leg, followed Khan when she attempted to flee. Then, in a profanity-laced tirade, cursed Islam and shouted, Trump is here now. He will get rid of all of you. Witnesses say Rhodes continued, you can ask Germany, Belgium, and France about these kind of people. You see what happens. Rhodes has been charged with assault, unlawful imprisonment, menacing, and harassment as hate crimes. He faces up to 4 years in prison. I'm Scott Carr.
A Virginia judge has ruled that prosecutors can seek the death penalty against the man accused of abducting and killing the Lyon sisters in 1975. Lawyers for Lloyd Lee Welch Jr. had argued that he shouldn't be subject to the death penalty because in 1975, Virginia didn't have a death penalty. A fire in a parking garage at a mall in Montgomery County last night has left at least 6 cars damaged, 2 totaled. It happened at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda. Authorities say nobody was hurt. The 7 Greenpeace activists who climbed a construction crane Wednesday morning downtown have now been freed on bail. Each is facing charges of destruction of property, unlawful entry, and unlawful demonstrating. Clark Construction Company, the owner of the crane, says that demonstration cost the company $500,000 because of lost work that day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,101, the Nasdaq at 56-55. Sports, the Caps win in New Jersey. College basketball, Virginia Tech loses. The Maryland women win again. NBA, the Wizards are in Atlanta tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Listening on your terms has never been easier.
This is stunning.
Get breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
It's important.
Available now in the App Store, Google Play, or Android Market.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, CARS.
for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Get clean carpets for the new year. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, thank you. The March for Life street closures are in effect this morning. Between now and this afternoon, F Street is closed between 6th and 7th. 15th Street between Independence Avenue and Constitution Avenue closed. And midday Metro trains will be running every 8 minutes. Speaking of Metro, the Blue Line, which had delays to the Largo Town Center, is now back on schedule. That problem has been cleared up. The Southeast-Southwest Freeway eastbound right near Main Avenue, there's a crash. It's been being dealt with by police for a while now. The cleanup is in progress. Debris, however, is still on the road. Florida Avenue northbound at Rhode Island Avenue, watch out for an accident. Police there as well. And Powder Mill Road eastbound in Beltsville at Cherry Hill, we have one lane blocked by a crash. Police and fire department on the scene there. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air finally coming in. Fronts east of us, scattered flurries, snow showers will be mainly to the west, but you may see some get close to the district. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, and a west breeze, 46. Clear tonight, 31. A few clouds tomorrow, 47. Plenty of sunshine on Sunday, 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 38 in Centerville, 37 in Greenbelt, 42 degrees in Washington. Donald Trump says in the fight against ISIS, our opponents are sneaky, dirty rats. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to be talking to Ike Leggett, the Montgomery County executive. He recently vetoed a $15 an hour minimum wage bill that was handed to him by the council. We'll talk to him about where he stands on that today. We'll talk about the March for Life with organizer Gene Mancini. And then at 8:35 this morning, we'll talk to Jesse Walters with Fox News. I don't think Jesse's been on our show. It should be pretty interesting to see.
Oh, he's fun.
He's a lot of fun.
I like Jesse.
I'm Brian Wilson. Joining me here in studio today, co-hosting, is Mary Walter. Good to have you here, Mary.
Thank you.
And joining us here also in studio are Ann McElhenney and Phelan McAleer, who are filmmakers and investigative journalists and the author of the new book, Gosnell, The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. And this has, believe it or not, this has a connection. If you're not familiar with the story, it has a connection. It seems appropriate to have this conversation today at a time when we are preparing for the March for Life as it comes to Washington on this day. Good morning to you both. Good to have you here.
Great to be here. Thanks so much for inviting us.
For those who don't know the story of Kermit Gosnell, as much as we can here on a family morning radio show, tell us a little bit about the story.
Yeah, so Kermit Gosnell is in prison serving three life sentences for murdering babies after they were born. In Philadelphia, he ran a clinic there, an abortion clinic there, and he did this for 30 years, and he got away with it mostly because, you know, it was a hands-off approach and by politicians, a Republican governor Tom Ridge, who said hand off these clinics. And so for 17 years, no one ever crossed the threshold. And during that 17 years, two women died: Samika Shaw, a 22-year-old black woman, and Karnamaya Monger, a Bhutanese refugee. And the place was filthy, disgusting. Cats walking around the place. There was, you know, feces on the ground from these cats.
So his chief anaesthetist was...
I'm sorry, hang on a second. We're having a little trouble with your microphone. Try again there, Mike.
His chief anaesthetist
was a 15-year-old, was a teenager.
All right, we're having a little trouble with your microphone. I'm sorry. Why don't you come over here with Mary, just so that if we can... You were saying, sir, I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, his chief anesthetist was a 15-year-old teenager, a girl. It was a house of horrors, but no one investigated.
What changed the situation? How did it finally then become a criminal case?
Well, it's incredible, actually, because on top of doing this murder, which he did, a mass murder, he also sold prescriptions, and a lot of your listeners know this story of bad doctors who sell prescriptions of oxycodone, and oxycodone mixed with cough syrup is like a form of heroin. So he was also in that business, and a very good cop, a guy called Detective Jim Wood, an undercover narcotics officer, discovered this pill mill business that Gosnell was at, and he pursued that. And while he was pursuing that case and speaking to one of Gosnell's drug dealers, if you like, that worked the reception, she said, "Oh, you know, and a woman died." And he said, "What do you mean a woman died?" And she mentioned Carnamaya Monger, this Bhutanese refugee. Jim went and had a look, tried to find the police report of this, couldn't find the police report, and realised this woman had died and no one had bothered with her. I mean, in Sanctuary City, Philadelphia, this woman had died. She'd been in America 4 months.
And virtually disappeared as if she was not even there.
Exactly. Yeah. But this one guy cared, and the assistant district attorney, Christine Wexler, said he was her champion. He was the champion for Carnamaya Monger. This is the stuff that we're writing about in the book. And it's an extraordinary story, a page-turner, really.
It's very interesting. The book has had zero coverage in the mainstream media. It has not been mentioned, but it went straight into Amazon bestsellers at number 3.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. You know, if he had been murdering, you know, prostitutes, it would be in People magazine. It would be a huge story because he would, you know, was picking these women up and murdering them, and there were all these unsolved murders. But because they were babies who had been born, so we're not talking abortion. We're talking about babies who had been born, which is murder. I mean, that at that point is absolutely unmitigated murder. I think we can all agree that it gets no coverage, and it's odd to me. It strikes me as so odd.
And here's the other thing that's sort of interesting. You talk about the mainstream media and their lack of interest in covering the story originally. Here you have produced a movie based on the book, and it stars a well-known actor. Everybody remembers Dean Cain.
Superman,
that's right. Dean Cain actually stars in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Playing the detective.
And it's all shot, and it's all finished, and you can't find anybody who's interested in distributing the thing.
That's right. And, you know, so all the big distributors in Hollywood have seen the film. It's been sent to everyone. And, comprehensively, no. But no one said the film was bad. No one said that. In fact, many of them said, "Oh, my God, this is an extraordinary story. This is great." But you know what? Yeah, not for us. Too controversial. These are the same people who released a romantic comedy about abortion called Obvious Child. These are the same people who also released a road trip movie with Lily Tomlin, where a grandmother goes out collecting money, looking for money to get to pay for an abortion for her granddaughter. So this is
Lily
these
Tomlin
are the same people.
She won a Golden Globe for that, but ours is too controversial.
Well, how in the world do you feel about that? Given the fact that, you know, if they say, "Oh, it's a great story," it's just, well, it's not for us, because they know what's going to happen in Hollywood. They know the reaction. How does that make you feel?
Well, I suppose we're used to it now, but I mean, it's a scandal. Actually, it is a scandal. But it's why they're having to depend on China for their audience. They've alienated 50% of their American audience. That's why they're going to China to try and get audiences. Mm. I just, you know, why do they go to China where people pay $1 to go to the movies when they can stay here and get and just attract all the people they've alienated who pay $7 to see a movie?
I mean, if the book goes to the New York Times bestseller list, doesn't that suggest to them that there is a public interest in perhaps this movie?
We think so, and we think getting on the New York Times bestseller list is important. And as I said, we've gone to number 3 on Amazon bestsellers this week twice now. And so there's no doubt there's an audience for this story. I mean, 29,000 people, by the way, gave the money to the movie itself was funded by a massive crowdfunding campaign that broke all kinds of records. 29,000 people from 47 countries, most of the money coming from the United States. But, you know, that's a that's a built-in audience right there, you know? It's a proof of concept.
I'd like to know how two people from Ireland got involved in this, because you would think it's an American story.
You think I'm from Ireland?
Wait, just like, you have a little bit of an accent. How did you guys get involved in this? What drew you to it?
We're journalists, actually. And funny,
we don't have those here. So good. That's why we had to bring them, because you're right.
We're doing the jobs Americans just won't do anymore.
Well, you may be right about that.
So, actually, it's a long story. I made a documentary about fracking. I was in Philadelphia at a screening, and as a journalist, when you have a day or two off, what do? You go to the local courthouse and check out the murder cases. That's what I did.
Right.
I went in, and I saw the most horrific picture I've ever seen. I heard the most horrific evidence, but behind me was most shocking of all was the empty press benches. I mean, it's the most amazing trial. The book is amazing. The story is amazing. The detail is amazing. No journalists, just a couple of local journalists, and I just thought, this is unbelievable. I can't believe it.
You are here today on a very important day, the day that we have the March for Life. The vice president is going to speak, mm-hmm. Kellyanne Conway. I know this is an issue that's very near and dear to your heart, and I'm just sort of curious as to how you feel about the change that has taken place here in Washington when you have the vice president attending and speaking to a conference. That'll be the first time anything like that has ever happened.
Well, just to tell you something about the book, just to show you the impact of it already, the vice president met us last night. We met the vice president at the White House last night.
So right.
And we met Kellyanne, and we have the photographs up on our Gosnell movie page. Yeah, so we were here yesterday. I was on the Rush Limbaugh show earlier. I was on The Factor during the week with O'Reilly, and the next thing we get this invitation from the vice president of the United States for us to come to the White House. We went to the White House last night. With the book.
His people are from Turbercurry in Ireland.
Yes.
He tells me.
What was your impression?
Oh my God. Amazing, man.
These are deep. Anyone out there who's any doubts, these are deeply pro-life people. Now, just by the way, we're not pro-life activists. We're journalists, we're here to help promote the book. But you know, we approach this as a journalistic exercise to tell the truth about this story. Because
it's refreshing. No agenda.
You know, I think there's very few.
It's a privilege.
Yeah.
Well, the name of the book is Gosnell: The Untold Story of America's Most Prolific Serial Killer. Anne McElhaney and Philip McAleer, thank you so much for joining us here.
Thanks, Brian.
It is time now to see what's going on with traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Brian. In Northwest D.C., Florida Avenue northbound at Rhode Island Avenue, there is a crash. Southeast Southwest Freeway eastbound still problematic. And around Main Avenue, we have an accident. Been cleared for a while, but the cleanup is in progress and a lot of debris in the roadway. Route 50 westbound right after Landover Road, watch out for a disabled truck taking out one lane. And Mass Transit Metro's Red Line running with delays to Shady Grove. Residual delays expected because of some earlier track obstructions. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine and clouds mixed today. You might see a flake or snow, especially if you head out west up in the mountains of Maryland, because they have seen some snow up there. High of 46 tonight, clear skies, 31. Saturday, 47, partly cloudy skies. And on Sunday and Monday, temperatures in the 40s. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this winter? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. For a limited time, ARS is giving away 80% gas furnaces absolutely free with the purchase of select air conditioning systems. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
It is 7:17 on let's call it 7:18 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Story catching our attention this morning out of Dallas, where the Dallas Independent School District has placed a teacher on administrative leave. Have you heard this story?
Yes.
Her name is Payel Modi, and she's an art teacher at Adamson. I think it's a high school or a middle school in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. All right, so she's on leave, and you say, well, why? What did she do? Well, there was a moment where they had on their whiteboard. You know, many of these classrooms have a whiteboard where they project television programs or movies or stuff or computer stuff on a big white screen. And they were apparently projecting pictures of Donald Trump's inauguration. And as Donald Trump is on the screen, she is seen, if you could pull up cut 10 and get ready for that, Mike, cut number 10. She is seen with a water pistol.
Yes.
And there's a picture of this. One of the students took a picture of this. A water pistol. She aims set Donald Trump's image on the whiteboard, and she squirts him and yells the word, and this is actually from the videotape that was taken by a student, and yells the word,
die!
That's right, she said die.
My question is, I would thought we had a zero tolerance policy for guns in schools, and you know, I would think that that even includes water pistols.
Yes, it does. It absolutely right? does. And a situation I don't know in Texas whether they enforce that. We've actually had cases, though,
right.
where kids have bitten a Pop-Tart, and they end up getting suspended.
Right.
And yet here is a teacher with a water gun who is in class pointing the water gun at the image on the whiteboard of the president-elect, or at that time, soon to be president of the United States, squeezing the trigger and yelling,
die!
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. The kids say that they knew it was a joke. I've seen the video. She's being very dramatic about it. She is an art teacher. But the kids say it was a joke. We knew it was a joke. The point is if any teacher had done that, even as a joke about Obama, they would be fired. I believe that.
I'm reading deeper into the story.
She has been suspended. She's right. on administrative leave right now, so I assume that means she gets her money, right?
Until they decide what to do with her. She may fire. She makes $51,000 a year. She could be fired. Here's a little paragraph deep in the story. The Dallas Independent School District considers possession of a toy gun to be a level one offense, according to page 21 of the Student Code of Conduct Handbook. So not only was it inappropriate of her to suggest that the President of the United States should be shot and died in this mock execution, she violated the policy, mm-hmm. the student handbook policy, by having the water gun in the first place.
Well, she apparently had confiscated that from a student. So, you know, teachers have that draw. They have, the open, it's empty in the beginning of the year, and then they pull that draw out at the end, and there's all sorts of stuff kids aren't supposed to have in the draw, and it's all stuff they've confiscated. I assume that's where that came from.
The Dallas Independent School District says, we were made aware of social media posting being circulated involving a teacher at W.H. Addison High School. Teacher's been placed on administrative leave. The district has opened an investigation. This is a personnel matter, and as such, we cannot comment. Here's some good news, though. The Secret Service says it is aware of the video.
Well, good.
So there will be an investigation of some kind. Look, I mean, clearly, it was an egregious act. The thing that offends me most out of all is not the water gun. I mean, that's all really, really bad. What really, really, really offends me is that she felt as a teacher it was appropriate behavior in front of the students. Ooh. That's the real crime here as far as I'm concerned.
We have gotten so far away from the days. I remember as a kid, we'd be so excited when we saw the TV come into the class and we're like, yes! And even if it was watching the inauguration, we were so excited because we got to watch TV in school. Now, I understand that's not a big deal for them anymore. What should have been happening in classrooms across this country is it should have been a video of the inauguration and teaching the kids about the peaceful transfer of power that we have in this country. And you may not be the person you voted for, but it is still a process and you respect the process.
And that would have been what we did in my day. We would have watched it on TV. We would have talked about it in some schools, they wouldn't even broadcast it. It is 7:22.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Being a letter carrier and walking 20,000 steps, which equals up to about 10 miles a day, it's tough. I really didn't have feet problems. I had back problems. The people at the Good Feet store really educated me about what the arch supports could actually do. And lo and behold, I have no more back problems.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
All the walls in your house face south. There's a bear outside. What color is the bear? Welcome to Window World Riddle My Siding Sale. Stay tuned for the answer.
But it's no riddle where real whole house siding value dwells. Window World says treat your home to the ultimate home makeover. Premium American-made whole house insulated siding from $179 a month. Installed. Includes 18 squares, soffit, fascia in 14 colors, and the best warranty in the business, hands down.
Free spring value store-wide. Windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. Call 703- 40-45 for free in-home estimate.
Window World, boasting the most experienced install teams. Whole house insulated siding, $179 a month. Call 703-955-4045.
What color is the bear? White. Window World, simply the best for less. America's largest home improvement company. 60 months, 7.99% APR, bank approval needed.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Sorry again. Jamie, we'll be back.
I'm sorry. I got into auto mode there. I'm sorry. Art Andrews is standing by. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Brian. We are all creatures of habit, of course. The March for Life street closures are in effect this hour, and midday metro trains will be running every 8 minutes to accommodate the crowds expected. Speaking of metro, the red line to Shady Grove is running with residual delays right now because of an earlier track obstruction at Forest Glen. Northwest D.C., Florida Avenue, northbound at Rhode Island Avenue, an accident there. Route 50 westbound, right after Landover Road. Do watch out for a disabled truck. It has been moved to the shoulder, but it is still causing delays. 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, a 17-minute trip. It is bumper to bumper here. The interloop between Barnabas Road, St. Barnabas Road, and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, a 17-minute commute. This report brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no cost. Call 1-800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you want snow, you got to go pretty far west, given the mountains of Maryland and West Virginia. There will be snow. Clouds and sunshine here across the district. 46 on a west breeze today, so a little bit chillier than we've been. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 44 degrees on WMAL. One love. Yeah, get some good reggae music going on there. This is an interesting story. You got a dog, and you think you know your dog pretty well. What kind of music do you think your dog likes? You may be surprised to know, according to some researchers, and this is a honest-to-goodness scientific study of dogs and their physiology, okay. And they have learned that dogs love reggae music. If you want to put your dog in a happy mood, put on some Bob Marley and the Wailers, and your dog just gets blissed out.
That's wild.
Yeah,
they like reggae.
They played all kinds of music for dogs, and they then measured their physiological responses and looked at their brain waves. And the one that gave them the best response, the most positive response, was, well, there were two things. There was reggae, and then there was soft rock.
Those are two wildly different things, but maybe they like. We think this is weird, but I know people. I grew up with dogs, but we have cats now just because of lifestyle. But people will leave their TVs on for their dogs because they say there are certain, you know, shows or ho people, yep, or whatever that the dog likes. So yep, they leave the TV on for the dog. So why not leave on a little reggae for the dog?
Yeah, put on a nice mixtape of some reggae music, and your dog will just be happy as it can be. That's fascinating.
Does he want a drink? Do you have to make daiquiris for him too?
Yeah. I'm not even going. 6:28 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Coming up in just a few moments, we'll talk to someone about Theresa May, the British Prime Minister's visit to the nation's capital. She's going to the White House to meet with Donald Trump, and there'll be a 1 p.m. press conference. We'll talk to Matthew Elliott coming up after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. There's a familiar atmosphere on the National Mall this morning as another big march comes to town today, the annual March for Life.
Bill, it should be a familiar sight for those on and around the mall by now. Fences, barricades, porta-potties, and yes, security. You will have to go through a metal detector here at the March for Life before they let you into the main rally point in the shadow of the Washington Monument. Everything is still getting set up here with the main program set to start at noon. On the National Mall, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vice President Mike Pence will make an appearance at the March for Life today. March organizers say that is a huge message from the Trump White House. Metro's getting ready for the big crowds.
Capitol South is, of course, very close to the Capitol. And so we'll be monitoring that station specifically, as well as Union Station on the north side, to be ready when crowds start coming back onto the system and deploy trains as we need to.
Metro's Dan Stussel. The UK's leader comes to the White House today.
President Trump is going to be meeting with British Prime Minister Theresa May here at the White House today. It is the first meeting with a foreign leader of his young presidency. It is the first time he will have a chance to take a measure of her and vice versa, her of him. They'll be holding a press conference here as well, talking about so many issues between these two countries and indeed around the world.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,101, the Nasdaq at 5655. Sports, the Caps whip the Devils. College basketball, the Maryland women crush Illinois. Virginia Tech loses. NBA, the Wizards are in Atlanta tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey everyone, I got the perfect New Year's resolution, one that will save you money and improve your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and with Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year, you will save a ton of money with windows that will increase the value of your home and give your home more curb appeal. Let the experts at Thompson Creek Window Company come and show you how they can save you money, not just right now, but year after year, and why they are the best window company in town. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs every window right in their local factory. Call Thompson Creek right now, mention WMAL, and you'll get 25% off each window. Put an end to those drafty windows and high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 25% off each window with Thompson Creek's biggest window sale of the year. This is the simplest New Year's resolution of all time. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts, this is Holly.
Hi, Holly. My car is due for an oil change. Do you guys have any deals right now?
In the Valvoline, we've got full synthetic.
And that'll protect my engine?
That way you don't have to worry about deposits building up.
You really know your stuff. My daughter needs help with her homework. How are you with State Capitals?
awful.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Get 5 quarts of Valvoline synthetic motor oil for just $27.99 and get a free pair of mechanics wear gloves by mail. While supplies last, see store for details.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. Or what you need to hear? If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, good morning. 395 southbound, the off-ramp to Glebe Road. There's a crash. One lane is blocked. Police are on the scene. Bellsville, Powder Mill Road, eastbound at Cherry Hill. One lane blocked. Police and the fire department there. The inner loop of the Beltway between 414 St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. It is twice the normal travel time. You're up to 12, 13 minutes. The outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur. It is bumper to bumper 20 minutes. In Alexandria, Kings Highway northbound at Jamaica Drive, watch out for an accident taking out the right lane with the police there. And back to normal, back to regular schedule. Red Line, Metro's Red Line to Shady Grove. No problems there now. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAO Weather Channel forecast.
Finally knocking it down and a little reality as we go through this Friday. Clouds in with some sunshine throughout the day. A stiff west-northwesterly breeze, 46. Flurries may make it in. Better chance of flurry snow showers west and in the hills. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 41 in Springfield, 36 in Damascus, 41 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. Coming up at 8:05, Ike Leggett, Montgomery County Executive. He vetoed the minimum wage bill that was laid on his desk. Where does he stand on it now? We'll ask him. 8:15, one of the organizers of the March for Life, Gene Mancini, will join us. And then at 8:35, hey, I don't think you've ever been on the show before. That'll be fun. Jesse Walters with Fox News is going to join us.
Or Jesse Waters.
Did I say Walters?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was looking at your name. Which Mary one? Walter is here with us today. It's one of those days. I should just go to the garage and come back in and start the day over again. That's what
it's
I should.
It's all the partying you did last night.
That's right. Joining us now on the line is Matthew Elliott, the CEO of Vote Leave, and one of the people who was pushing for the Brexit that they're now going through over in Britain. We asked him to be here because we've got Theresa May, the British Prime Minister, in town for a meeting with Donald Trump. They're going to hold a press conference at 1 o'clock, as is tradition. Good morning to you, Matthew. How are you?
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about Theresa May and what we can expect perhaps to hear from her as she comes to town today, because we got a little taste of it last night when she talked to Republicans in Philadelphia.
So we're really excited about this trip to the U.S. because during the referendum campaign, President Obama said that Britain would be sent to the back of the queue when it came to trade deals with the U.S., but President Trump and the new administration have made it clear that the UK is now very much at the front of the queue for a US-UK trade deal. So the Prime Minister and the government and everyone in the UK is very excited about this prospect.
Some of the things she said last night were sort of interesting. She told Republicans that Britain and America will no longer invade foreign countries like Iraq. That was sort of an interesting point that she made there. What's going on there? And tell us why she felt it was important to say this to this audience.
That was a very interesting development and something new for the UK audiences as well. You know, in recent years, the UK population, a bit like I think the US population, have become increasingly disenchanted with overseas interventions in Iraq and Afghanistan and to a lesser extent in Syria. And I think she was reflecting that skepticism about the how good and how effective these interventions are. I think also she very much puts the UK on the same page as the US, the new US administration when it comes to this. So I think another similarity, another sign that basically the new US administration and the new UK administration under Theresa May will work very closely together over the coming years.
Now, I know here in the U.S., I think there obviously people who supported Trump are very excited, and there's a lot of things happening very quickly. He's doing a lot of things. People are excited and looking forward to seeing how these two get together and get along, and I think there's really, really high hopes for that. Is there the same feeling in Britain, though, about Trump?
Well, that's a very good question. The British population were quite sceptical about President Trump, and it must be said that a poll was done saying, who would you vote for, Trump or Hillary? I think Hillary came out at about 80% in the UK. So a lot of scepticism during the time of the election. But I think there's been a slight change of mood since the inauguration.
Okay.
And I think now more people are willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt and actually say that, well, he campaigned in a certain way, but that's an election campaign. Let's see how he governs in the US, and let's judge him by his presidency rather than the comments he made sometimes many, many years ago.
So tell me a little bit about where the Brexit stands right now, because I mean, we don't follow it as closely as I know you do, but I know there have been some developments in that in the last few days.
There have been. Well, the Supreme Court over in the UK ruled that Parliament has to give the Prime Minister the power to trigger something called Article 50. Article 50 is the mechanism to leave the EU, and before the government was trying to say that, well, the PM can just trigger it whenever she wants, but the Supreme Court said that Parliament has to give them the power. So now what we're seeing is a very short bill going through Parliament over the next fortnight, giving her that power. Now, the elected House of Commons should pass that bill reasonably easily. There'd be a big majority, I think, for the bill there. The big question is what will happen in the House of Lords, the unelected House of Lords, of course, where many of the people in there are former people who used to work for the European Union, former MEPs, former Foreign Office officials. So the big question is, will it get through there? My bet is that it will, because the standing of the House of Lords is now very, very low in the UK. And I think if they were to block this Article 50 legislation, they see themselves reformed very quickly, or perhaps even abolished.
So tell me what the hope is, because we keep hearing in this country that this May-Trump relationship could, harken back to the days of Reagan-Thatcher. Is that the hope, or is that a possibility, or is that just somebody looking for a good line?
That's definitely the hope on the UK side of things. And lots of the newspapers over here have been picking up President Trump's comments saying that Theresa May is his Maggie, my Maggie, I think he called her. So we want to see the start of a closer relationship there. And I think as Britain leaves the European Union, we'll be working out, who are our closest friends across the world? Who should we be working with? Now, obviously, we want to keep a free trade deal with the European Union. We want to build new free trade deals and new close relationships with other countries. Now, obviously, with the US already, we already share a lot of things, not least share a lot of culture and the language, and we're both the biggest investors in each other's country, so very close economic ties as well. We want to build on that by having a free trade relationship, and perhaps even starting to see, is there a collection of countries, perhaps including Australia and New Zealand and Canada, who would develop closer economic ties together?
And tell us a little bit about Theresa May as an individual, because she's new to us. You've had a chance to know her a little longer than we have.
Yes. In the UK, she's now got a reputation as being a very solid pair of hands, a very sort of put somebody of sound judgment, somebody who's very sensible. She was the Home Secretary in the UK before becoming Prime Minister. And she had she was the longest serving Home Secretary for many, many decades. And during her time in that office, looking after the police and prisons and our security, and she got a reputation for not dropping any balls, for being somebody who there weren't any scandals or any upsets during her time there. So she's a very sort of practical person. I think as Prime Minister, she's taken some of those skills into number 10, into the top of government. And I think that she's somebody who is bringing a sort of new seriousness to government. During David Cameron's time as Prime Minister and during Tony Blair's time as Prime Minister, things were very informal. We had something called sofa government, where people would sit round on sofas and discuss things and not do serious meetings, whereas with Theresa May, she's brought back the meeting table and brought back the agenda and brought back the structures of meetings.
Well, we're anxious to learn more about your Prime Minister and see how this this relationship between May and Trump develops in the days ahead.
It's exciting.
Yeah, thank you so much, Matthew, for giving us your expertise.
We
greatly appreciate it. And he's gone. It's now 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary. Taking a look. Of course, the March for Life street closures are in effect this morning and midday. Metro trains will run every 8 minutes. Now, 95 northbound, right near Route 1, there's an accident. Police have it on the shoulder, but they're still very much on the scene. The Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, it is jammed up. It is a 20-minute commute. In Beltsville, Powder Mill Road eastbound at Cherry Hill, we're still dealing with a crash. It has been moved to the shoulder, but police are there. The inner loop of the Beltway between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, very slow, about 11 minutes. And the Beltway's outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, it is a 20-minute commute. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Colder air finally coming in. Fronts east of us, scattered flurries, snow showers will be mainly to the west, but you may see some get close to the district. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, and a west breeze, 46. Clear tonight, 31. A few clouds tomorrow, 47. Plenty of sunshine on Sunday, 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees at 746.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Del Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
Hey, here's some career moves. And, you know, anytime you have a new administration come in, things start to happen. And you find out that a lot of people that you know, in fact, I can't begin to count the number of people who have been regular people who appear on this program, are now serving in the Trump administration.
I applied.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
How about that?
You have this
movement of people around town. Well, here's one for you. Callista Gingrich, wife of former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich, they're on the show all the time, may be in line to become the next ambassador to the Vatican.
Wow.
This according to the New York Times. According to the report, Newt Gingrich confirmed his wife was being considered, but would not divulge any additional details. And the story goes on to say, this is a story from the Washington Examiner, the Gingriches have been friends with the Trumps for years, and Newt Gingrich consulted Trump during the presidential campaign, took himself out of being considered for a cabinet post in favor of being a big picture consultant, someone who sits and thinks and ponders and then sends memos, and that he's very good at that.
It's a good gig.
That good gig right there. But Callista Gingrich, perhaps the next ambassador to the Vatican. How about that? Very interesting.
That's also a good gig.
Yeah, I think so. Then
Here's another one.
And, I love this.
To Ed Klein, an author who has been openly critical of the Clinton family from time to time, Hillary Clinton is trying to figure out her next move. And according to this story in the Daily Caller, quoting Ed Klein, she's been talking very seriously about the idea of having her own, television show.
Oh, I thought she'd
because,
go radio. I thought
because
she'd go
radio. She's such a warm character who would just absolutely, you know, work on television. I mean, have you ever seen
so
the woman
warm,
speak
yeah,
in public? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's just ludicrous on the face of it.
Well, it is ludicrous. This is the dumbest idea. Who's going to fund this mess? I mean, I can't believe. But apparently, she would discuss the issues of the day from a progressive point of view. She would have top guests interview world leaders and progressive thinkers. And so that is apparently something that's being considered.
Can I just say, am I the only person who just envisions, like, Hillary Clinton with guests Rosie O'Donnell and Madonna? Just angry women. They've already done it. It's called The View.
Yeah, that's right.
Why can't she just retire?
I don't
know. Boca needs her.
According to this story, she's utterly determined not to fade into the background. Memo to memory. To Hillary, it'd be nice if you could just fade.
It would.
7:49.
It's the end of 1 year and the start of a new one. Are you satisfied with the progress you made last year toward your financial goals? Hi, Rick Edelman here. You've been putting this off for too long now, so now's the time to give us a call. At Edelman Financial Services, we've been providing straightforward, common-sense advice to people just like you for more than 30 years. Let us help you prepare for retirement and help you achieve your financial goals. We'll help you avoid the mistakes that can cost you money and damage your retirement savings. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman financial planner is ready to help you, just like we've done for so many others. Just call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative reservoir trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
One and a two and a one and a two.
Oh, Jerry, I just can't. My muscles are so sore.
What you need is some soothing relief. When I get aches and pains, I just reach for the Tiger Balm.
Tiger Balm? Does that really work?
You bet it does. Tiger Balm's blend of essential oils is fast, proven pain relief. Tiger Balm works where it hurts.
Jerry Rice, after all these years, you still get sore?
You try dancing with a linebacker sometime.
Roar back from pain with Tiger Balm. It works where it hurts.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
All right, let's see how your money's doing. It's been a good couple of days on Wall Street. Landon Dowdy is standing by at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning, Landon.
Good morning, Brian. Happy Friday to you. Well, be gentle when you tell your daughters the news. Another struggling teen retailer bites the dust. Wet Seal, unable to lure a buyer of or secure another loan, will close down all 171 stores that it has in 42 states, leaving all of those workers without a job. And over on Wall Street, stocks are looking at a mixed open today with lots of earnings coming out ahead of the opening bell, giving traders some guidance. Already mixed results from defense contractor General Dynamics, industrial giant Honeywell, and at Colgate-Palmolive. The number of American workers in unions fell to the lowest level on record last year, just 10.7% of the U.S. workforce, about half what it was in the 1980s. And a new feature in Google Maps may help a lot of drivers in the district by showing just how bad the parking will be where you're heading, ranking the chances of getting a spot from easy to medium to limited. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I have great news for you. It's Chris Plant, and we've planned our 2017 Listener Cruise. Join me on an interesting and fascinating cruise to some of Scandinavia's capitals, former Soviet Baltic states, including a visit to beautiful St. Petersburg, Russia. We depart July 29th for 10 days on the luxury class Silver Sea, all sweet silver cloud. It's a great value because in our special WML price are free beverages throughout the ship, including wine, beer, and premium spirits, free specialty dining, including 24-hour room service, free Wi-Fi, prepaid gratuities, and much more. Of course, we'll have some private time to get together, too. You really won't want to miss this one. Be a part of our WMAL group. Call the travel store now at 1-800-777-6540. That's 800-777-6540, or log on to WMAL.com/cruise.
It is 7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, good morning. Mary 95 northbound in Virginia at Route 1. There is a crash. Police have it over on the side. However, it is still causing delays. 66 eastbound between Business Route 234 and the Beltway is a 30-minute commute. New York Avenue coming in on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway into the 3rd Street Tunnel. It is bumper to bumper. It should only take you about 12 minutes. You're up to 22 right now. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, very slow. Route 50 westbound between the Beltway and New York Avenue, a 10-minute commute, and the outer loop from 95 to the 270 spur, 20 minutes. This report brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. MedStar Washington Hospital Center, with over 200 physicians across 38 specialties, named to Washingtonians 2016 Best Doctors List. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold air finally coming in. Fronts east of us. Scattered flurry snow showers will be mainly to the west, but you may see some get close to the district. Clouds and sunshine otherwise, and a west breeze 46. Clear tonight 31. A few clouds tomorrow 47. Plenty of sunshine on Sunday 45. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 45 degrees at 7:56.
It's that time of year when the brave stand up to old man winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. No, you've got a house to paint and a bathroom to update. So paint over those fingerprints on the den wall and bring that powder room into the 21st century. And it all starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer, now starting at just $17.98 and up to 40% off select vanities and bath products. Let's get this party started with Lowe's. U.S. only while supplies last. Bath offer ends 3/19/17.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now?
Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-896-2121. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our highly skilled Washington, D.C. team and Dr. Andrew Holtzman help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. 800-896-2121. Results may vary.
Do you know what AREA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local D.C. and Northern Virginia area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. We meet on Wednesday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at the Key Bridge Marriott on Lee Highway and Thursday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, the 2017 Real Estate State of the Union Address. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
I threw my magic eight ball away. I tried to stop guessing what was going on in the market, but instead focus our planning more on how to prepare yourself for an environment in retirement that's going to include, inevitably, market increases and market corrections many times over.
More lessons every Saturday at 2 p.m. on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell or online at wintertroxell.com.
Coming up in the next hour, Ike Leggett, Montgomery County Executive on Minimum Wage. We'll talk to one of the organizers of the March for Life, and we'll visit with Jesse Waters from Fox News. It's all straight ahead, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital. Time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.5.